Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can bring healing and transformation to our lives. In today's world, where it's easy to hold on to grudges and unforgiveness, choosing to forgive can be a difficult and daunting task. But the truth is, unforgiveness only holds us back and keeps us imprisoned by our own anger and bitterness. In this devotional, we'll explore the healing power of forgiveness and learn how we can let go of grudges and embrace forgiveness in our lives. We'll look at real-life examples and biblical teachings that can inspire and motivate us to choose forgiveness. May the message inspire and strengthen you in Jesus' name. Again, the topic is the healing power of forgiveness. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 22.
Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 22. The parable of the unforgiving servant. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you, up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
Forgiveness is one of the most powerful tools for healing and restoration in our lives. It is a choice that we make, but the benefits are immeasurable. It has the power to restore relationships, bring peace and healing to our hearts, and even improve our physical health. Today, we will explore the healing power of forgiveness, and how it can transform our lives. One inspiring story of forgiveness comes from the book, Left to Tell, by Immaculée Ilibagiza. Immaculée Ilibagiza is a survivor of the Rwandan genocide, where she lost most of her family and lived in hiding for 3 months with seven other women in a tiny bathroom. During that time, Immaculée was consumed with anger and hatred towards the people who had killed her family. However, one day, something remarkable happened. Immaculée had a spiritual experience that changed her heart and led her to forgive her enemies. Before she chose to forgive, Immaculée was filled with anger, bitterness, and hatred towards those who had killed her family and friends. She struggled with feelings of revenge and wanted nothing more than to see her enemies suffer for the pain they had caused her and her loved ones. However, one day, while she was hiding in a bathroom with seven other women, Immaculée had a powerful encounter with God that changed her life forever. In the midst of her fear and despair, she felt a deep sense of peace and love that she had never experienced before. It was in that moment that she realized that forgiveness was the only way to heal from the pain and the trauma she faced. Immaculée chose to forgive because she realized that holding on to unforgiveness and bitterness was only causing her more pain and suffering. She saw that forgiveness was the key to her own healing and that it was the only way to break free from the cycle of violence and hatred that had destroyed her country. In her book, Left to Tell, Immaculée describes the moment when she realized that her anger and hatred were consuming her. She writes, I knew that if I didn't find a way to let go of my anger and hatred, it would destroy me. I realized that I had a choice. I could continue to hold onto my anger and bitterness, or I could choose to forgive. Through the power of forgiveness, Immaculée experienced a miraculous transformation. She was able to move on from the pain of the past and live a life filled with joy, love, and purpose. Her story is a powerful reminder of the transformative power of forgiveness. The Bible is filled with examples of forgiveness and the power that it holds. One of these examples is found in Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 22, where Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive his brother who sins against him. Jesus responded by saying, I do not say to you, up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. This shows us that forgiveness is not just a one-time event, but a continual process. We have a bigger price to pay if we refuse to forgive. Spiritually, we stand to lose in our walk with God. battle with unanswered prayers, and even face rejection before God who commanded us to forgive. Physically, we risk a host of health issues due to the pain of bitterness. These may include depression, heart problems, trouble with healing, and many more. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, Apostle Paul encourages us to forgive, saying, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." This scripture reminds us that we are all in need of forgiveness, and that we should extend the same grace and mercy that we have received. Though, forgiveness is often difficult, especially when we have been deeply hurt or betrayed, but the cost of holding on to unforgiveness is even greater. It can lead to bitterness, resentment, and even physical illness. That's why it's so important to choose forgiveness, even when it's hard. Today, I encourage you to reflect on your own life and ask yourself if there is someone that you have been refusing to forgive. Maybe it's an old friend who hurt you, a family member who betrayed your trust, or even yourself for mistakes you've made in the past. Whatever it is, I challenge you to let go of that grudge and free the person from the prison of your mind. So, how do we deal with grudges, bitterness, and unforgiveness when they arise? The first step is to acknowledge the pain that we are feeling. It's okay to be angry, hurt, or frustrated. But we can't let those emotions consume us. We need to acknowledge them and then release them. The second step is to choose forgiveness. This doesn't mean that we are weak or that we condone the actions of the person who hurt us. It simply means that we are choosing to let go of our anger and resentment, and to extend grace and mercy as God commanded us. Another step is to seek healing. Sometimes, we may need to seek counseling, therapy, or spiritual guidance to help us deal with the pain of unforgiveness. We may need to process our emotions and work through our feelings of hurt and betrayal. It's important to take the time to heal so that we can fully move on from the past. Let's briefly look at the importance of letting go and forgiving. The importance of letting go and forgiving cannot be overstated. When we hold on to grudges and unforgiveness, we become imprisoned by our own anger and bitterness. It affects our relationships, our mental and emotional health, and even our physical health. Holding on to unforgiveness can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and other illnesses. On the other hand, when we choose to forgive, we experience freedom and healing. We can move on from the past and live a life filled with joy, peace, and purpose. Forgiveness is not just a gift that we give to others, but it is also a gift that we give to ourselves. In Matthew chapter 6 verses 14 to 15, the Bible reminds us that, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." As you go today, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own life. Is there someone that you need to forgive? Is there a grudge that you have been holding onto for too long? Take some time to process your emotions and ask God for the strength to forgive. Remember that forgiveness is not always easy, but it is commanded by God and it is essential for our well-being. When we choose to forgive, we experience healing, freedom, and transformation. So, let go of unforgiveness and choose to forgive today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness. We ask for the strength to release the grudges and unforgiveness that we have been holding on to. Help us to extend mercy and grace to those who have hurt us, just as you have extended mercy and grace to us. We pray for healing, freedom, and transformation as we choose to forgive. Today, we declare your favor, peace, and blessings into our lives as we go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Kings chapter 16, chapter 17, and chapter 18. And for the evening, John chapter 1 verses 29 to 51. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.